Okay, so this was initiated by your three counties, Iowa, Grant, and Lafayette. The counties provided the funding plus the Lafayette Ag Stewardship Alliance. When this project was started, Ken Bradbury and Mark Borchardt were not yet retired. Ken is another groundwater scientist like me. Mark is a microbiologist. And then there's me and Joel. And we actually sort of finished this up because these guys retired. Anyway, so the reason the study was initiated is, you know, if you look countywide, it looks like, oh, there's a really bad bacteria problem. But in reality, there just weren't that many samples from Grant or from Lafayette counties. And so one of the primary goals of the project was just what is the extent of groundwater contamination in these three counties? And this is modeled exactly on what we did in the Kewaunee report. So there's about 16,000 wells in the three counties altogether, right, private wells. And then we randomly selected for the first round of sampling about 300 wells, and for the second round of sampling a little over 500 wells, okay? So that's just to see, like, what is the extent of nitrate and bacteriological contamination. If the wells had high bacteria or nitrate, and there was, like, 126 and 147, then from those wells where we knew there were problems, we selected wells to look for whether there was fecal contamination of the aquifer and what was the source of that fecal contamination. Okay, so step one, extent of contamination. We sampled in November of 2018 and April of 2019, a number of wells sampled. We had pretty high total coliforms in that first sampling round. Thankfully, not very many fecal coliforms. About 16% had high nitrate. By high nitrate, that means above the drinking water standard of 10 milligrams per liter of nitrate as nitrogen. But when you put the two together, either high coliform or high nitrate, about 40% of the wells you're not supposed to have any coliform in your well. It wasn't, when we sampled again in spring, we got some lower rates. For comparison, these are statewide rates from a number of sources listed down below. So total coliform is typically in the 20 to 23 range. Nitrate is in the 7 to 10% range. So you're running like kind of high on nitrate and just a little high on bacteria. Okay, so now let's figure out, like, do we have fecal material present, right? So I showed you one of those hemodialysis filters before. This work was really done by Joel Stockdick and Aaron from the lab up there. From the wells where we had problems, we sampled every quarter, so every 4 months. And each time it was 34 to 35 wells, right? So we're going to test these 138 wells to see, well, is there poop? Really what it comes down to, fecal indicators. So not to be rude, but, like, you know, you eat and you excrete, right? And you excrete things like Bacteroides. It's not a pathogenic bacteria. It's just, like, you just poop it, right? Cryptosporidium, other things. These are all things that could be coming out of you. Cattle have a different set. Pigs have a different set, right? So these were all the targets that we tested those samples for. And what we found is that there was human wastewater present, there was indications of cattle manure, and a little bit of pig manure. 26 wells were positive for multiple fecal sources. We got a different signal in the Northeast. There's a lot of CAFOs up there, and we had a lot more manure hits and much less human hits. And I kind of thought about this a lot because I was, you know, plotting up wells and trying to match wells with samples. There's a lot of sort of exurbia development around here. We're like outside Platteville, where it's not real big lots, and each lot has its own well and its own septic. So you're putting a source very near your own well. And I asked somebody, I think it was Linda Zwickert when she was still with Grant County, and she's like, you know, because there's so much topography, to have like a centralized sewage system, you'd have to have all these lift pumps and stuff, and it would just be really expensive. So I think partly that karst landscape and the hilliness of it is why the development is happening the way it is, but I think it also may be a factor in terms of human wastewater, because the biggest predictor of whether you'd have a human wastewater hit was density of septic systems. Okay, last point, and then we are done. Okay, this is your aquifers again, right? Upper aquifer, shale layer, lower aquifer. If you case a well so that it's open in this upper aquifer, that's all it's going to see. Like, this is the steel pipe, and then where it's dashed, that's like open rock wall. this kind of construction is great, right? Because it's cased through the aquitard, and it's only open to the deep system. And the reason I'm going to go into this is because now we're going to look at nitrate data in relation to aquifers. When you look at the map of all the results, nothing really leaps out at you with patterns, right? But if you look at it by aquifer, right, then you start to see some patterns. So here are the sinope wells, wells that were, the screen was in the open part of the hole was in the sinope. And if you look at that, like,